Good morning, family.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not getting involved with the hype. I'm too rich to get into a fight. 50 rack got my jeans fitting tight. Fit that price and them boys come and wipe ya. We had to dispose of the diaper. Yeah, we trap every week, every night. Where my movie too smooth, no indictment. Yeah, figures all lightning. 57, 90 and it's biting. When I got a meal, I got excited. For the cash, I'ma turn to Michael Myers. But guess keep dripping, dropping. My wrist all liquid, watch it. Told a bitch, jump on my dick and pop it. Yeah, get a little bit to the deposit.
Came through drippin', came through drippin', came through drippin', diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Bitch, you a thot, ain't trickin', put her on the knee, make her lick it. Protect on my wrist, then it glistenin', bitch got mad, I dissed her.
Came through drippin', I ain't never slippin', I'm a fan fit. Fuckin' with a quarter million, nigga, with a feeling. What the mission, nigga, they be tellin' off a squillin'. Blast, took a bit to Piccadilly, water in my ear, give a nigga wet willy. Came through drippin', feelin', fuckin' with the bag. Tryna get my niggas all a million, take it to the ceiling.
We
niggas dealin', I'm the one dealin', I can make a killin'. Bass, can you smell it when I back feelin'? Flat, nigga, throw it up, don't care about your feelin'. Who what the deal, what you wearin', I be drippin'. Can't rip, can't sit a nigga, can't grip it. Bitch got this, so I can she ate jiffy. If she leave with me, I'ma fly back to the city. Show.
Go get the bag on the day off. Racks. Go get the rings out the playoffs.
Rings.
Tossing the beaters a bake off.
Racks.
Fuck on a dish, she get laid off.
Slash.
Big boy two, Mako.
Big boy
made a bitch down with a Draco.
Damn.
Walking with a G, that queso.
G.
That's Huncho, fuck the rodeo.
Huncho.
Private jet, we don't do layover.
Whew.
One call, I'm having your bay over.
Brrr.
Walk out the spot with the makeover.
Whew.
Got a addicted to pay over.
Addicted. Hey.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Hello?
Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Hello?
Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Came through drippin',
drippin'.
Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. He talking. Hold on.
Is it on yet?
Yeah, it started when the song ended, and I can hear him in the room talking. I can't hear him on our phone, so hold on.
I don't hear anything. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on. I'm trying to, like I said, I can hear him in the room talking, but I don't want to pull the plug on him while he in there talking. I'm going to my other phone and trying to see if I can get him.
I don't hear the show at all.
Yeah, I don't hear it at all either.
Because I told people to call the 914-205-5502 number.
Yeah, that's the guest call-in for the guests, for people to ask questions and stuff. That's correct. That is the right number. But right now I'm trying to see why we can't hear him. That's the thing. Hold on. Let me go in here real fast.
Oh, shit. Can't hear nothing, cuz. Not letting me on.
Just elaborate about what you're going to talk about. Just talk about your subject.
Hello?
Just talk about your
Hello?
Subject.
My subject? Are you talking to me?
Yes. Yeah.
Are we on air?
Yeah, just start talking.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, and the rest of the people can hear you. We're on air.
Oh, okay.
We just can't hear him. So just
okay. We
talk about whatever you want to talk about now.
Oh, okay. Because I couldn't hear nothing. I just right now is the first time I'm able to hear something.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can hear each other. We can't hear the host. But like I said, we're going to talk about talk about your Afrocentric culture development corporation that you have, correct? Is that correct, Mr. Jabbar? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that development.
Okay. The ACCDC is an Afrocentric cultural development organization. It's a youth program created to educate African-American youth on African-American culture. Culture is a total way of life for a group of people. It is an adaptive tool. It is an instrument by which we deal with reality, on which we adapt to reality, and by which we bond reality to ourselves. It will determine how we deal with reality. This is because culture is not static. It is not stuck in one place, and everyone has its own history, its own memory, its biography, its language, and a manner of speaking it, way of thinking, manner of dressing, its foods, traditions, as well as festivities. Not having a culture or losing one's culture is akin to losing one's personality, a sense of one's history and one's background. So what we're saying is that, and just like when I be talking to Brother Bay, people, blacks, I hate to use the word, the African people here, we was here long before 1100 and something, before any of them people got here. We the native people. Just like that, that's a big deal right there when you're talking about your culture, because everybody want to start from 1492, 1693, and so forth, so forth. But when you check history, that's not what it's about. We don't have the correct culture, then what we have is an identity crisis among black folks. That's what we got, identity crisis. You know, we done assimilated into somebody else's culture that really ain't got nothing to do with us. So if you notice when people from China come here, they say, you ask them where they from. I'm from China. They don't tell you what city, what country in China. They say, I'm from China. When a Spanish get here, they say, I'm from Mexico. When Europeans get here, they say, I'm from Europe. And what they do is automatically they identify with each other's culture right away.
Correct.
Right away. So what happens is they bring their food, they bring their language, they bring their clothing, they bring all their culture with them when they get here. So they identify with each other. Well, we don't identify with each other in the same way. We don't even, we don't even know that we're the original people here. So what we're going to do is our mission is, our vision is to see African Americans find themselves, reinvent themselves, and reconnect with their culture personality to ensure that all African communities are able to identify with and preserve their identity, ensuring that the culture thrives in the community along with it. So what I'm saying is that, you ever heard of the dance, the Dougie?
Correct, I have.
You have heard of it? Okay, everybody know the Dougie. You can go anywhere in the United States where them black folks at, and everybody know how to do the Dougie. When the record come on, everybody know how to Dougie. Now, everybody moves the same, the rhythm's the same, the movement's the same. Everything is the same. That's how our culture should be, like the Dougie. Wherever we go and you do the Dougie, everybody's doing it the same. If we're at the party and somebody's doing something else, he think he's doing the Dougie. That ain't the Dougie. So this is how we need to get our culture in line. So we go somewhere, we're all thinking the same. We're all doing the Dougie.
Right. Right.
We're doing the Dougie. And when I was speaking with Brother Bay, he was explaining to me about...
I'm here, brother.
Big thing of, okay. It was, how you doing, Brother
Bay?
Yeah, he
man,
was,
people,
was speaking
brother.
To me. He was speaking to me about, we are the original natives here in this land in America.
No question about it. Aboriginal.
They want to start us at 1492. They want to start at 1690. But let's go to 1131. The Moors.
Right.
What does Moor mean? Dark skin, dark. We're Moors. We Moors.
Right.
And I just found the information on the internet. I was looking through because he was been telling me this, and I found it, a nice clip that I'm going to post on my Facebook so you can identify with your real culture and who you really are. So that's the first step
right
there. We think we're black. We think we're black.
Right.
We really think we're black people. What is
and they give us TV shows and everything. Black Entertainment Television, Black History Month. They give it all to you. Here you go, my slave, my Negroes. Here you go. Pacify you. You think it's yours. Black Entertainment Television. Oh, we got one. Oh, yeah. Okay. It ain't for you. It's about you. That's right. It ain't for you. It's about you.
So
it's about
you. Even creating, when Brother Bay created this blog and this online radio station, is so that we can educate you the way they really not going to do it. Not even them black faces on white power. They're not going to educate you in the right way because you never hear anybody talking about what was America, what was this land like before all that?
Right. Before any European stepped foot over here.
Because before
the Europeans knew this was here, we had been here for 10,000 years.
Yeah,
this is Atlantis. Where do people think Atlantis is? What do you think they're looking to for Atlantis? Who you think the people of Atlantis is? The gods of Atlantis? This so-called sunken treasure. Yeah, this sunken people. Yeah, who you think Atlantis is? That's what your history studies need to be on. World history. You see, it's a new. They talk about a new world order. Well, for it to be a new world order, it had to be an old world order. So what is the old world order?
Exactly.
Go study that. Study world history. So, you know, it's only been two world powers. Brother Hakeem Jabbar, and that's been the Moors and the Europeans. That's what all the wars and the fights and stuff have been over. Those two flags, those two symbols been fighting. That's what the guards of change been. So you have to go back and study history. Before this new world order of European rule, who were the gods of the lands? And go back and study, and it's all there. You know, it's a long history. They left a paper trail. And people
just
have
like
to study,
Dr.
and that's what
Clark
was put in
says.
Our people, not to study what you was hitting on. We're not going to read nothing.
That's what John Henry Clark say. Forget everything else. Just study straight history. Just really
straight history.
Study the history. It's there. It's there for all
it's
of
there.
Us to see.
It's there.
There. So we can't identify with who we are. We're going to have an identity crisis, like Dr. Amos said.
And that's
what we have.
Brother, you just referenced John Henry Clark. I studied a lot of his stuff, man. That brother was so sharp. Woo-wee. For all the listeners out there, yeah, go get some DVDs, some old clips of Brother John, Dr. John Henry Clark. That's one of them. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, if we don't really, and then they take you away. The education comes from a Latin word called educure. Educure means to bring out, bring forth. Bring what's in that person, you know. So anytime that you're talking about bringing out, bringing forth, that means bring forth what? The truth.
Right.
We really got to, we're focusing in on culture so that our people really understand what our real culture is and what's really going on.
Before the whitewashing, the blackening. Not the whitewashing. You can't even call it whitewashing because white mean everything pure and good. So we wasn't whitewashed. We've been blackballed.
Yeah, we've been blackballed.
Hoodwinked, like Malcolm said.
We've been doomed.
Bamboozled.
Hoodwinked.
And
he's telling the truth.
He is.
That's why
And I was trying to tie, and Brother Jabbar, I was trying to tie all the pieces together because, see, we hold Brother Yahushua up real high, but we don't know him by that name. We call him Jesus. And, see, I hate to say it to people, but I have to put truth on here. That's the name of a false prophet because there's no J's in that language. They don't even call him that.
No
That's
J's.
Something where they named him that. And that name doesn't have the same power as understanding who Yahushua is and his blood lineage because we read these Bibles all our life. And you sit there and you claim that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. That's your blood, your kinfolks. And then you can't even go read the Bible and see where his great-great-grandmother got a whole book in there. Her name was Ruth. And where was she from? Ruth was a Moabitess from the land of Moab. So now you have history right there. So if you claim it onto him, claim onto them degrees and that nationality because according to the Charter of the United Nations, the rights of indigenous people, children, all children have the right to a nationality. Why you don't have one? You claiming Jesus. So if you understand Yahushua, his grandma right there in the book, Ruth, from the land of Moab, a Moabitess. So that's Syria, all that Palestine, all that area over there. Yes, and he was talking power. He was talking force to power. Yeah, he was pulling up on him. Yeah, you can just imagine him. I was telling the person, everything that we go through, the brother had to go through in order to be the example. Well, you think he came through a woman and a man for it to show you. And that's another thing. They with all this spookism in the world. Hey, man, the Immaculate Word was the Word. That's why he came, because he was the Word to come. But as far as that he didn't have a mother and a father, that's bogus, because they showed you how this conception is there. The history is there. They got both blood lineages. You feel me? So you think women wasn't chasing him down? What? You think, man, this man had a golden, let's speed it up today right now. This man had a golden tongue. What? And he talking shit to force, to power. Yeah, he pulling up. Man, you think bribes wasn't on his dick? Let's say it like that. I'm going to speak to you in your language. You think they wasn't riding his nuts? Yeah, you think his weenie didn't get hard? He came out of a woman just like you did. All this spookism. Yeah, but he had to understand that he's a higher self and a lower self. What do you think he was going on all them 40 days and 40 nights and Moses and all them going in? Man, they going on there mastering themselves. And you go up on this mountain for 40 days and 40 nights and you've been tempted, and they make you to believe that you've been tempted outside of yourself. But if he's the Lord and Savior or the Son of God, how can anything outside of himself offer him the world? Bow down to me and all is yours. No, he was dealing with his lower self inside of himself. That's where the great fight is on, just like that's where it's on for you and I and the rest of y'all every day. The fight is with inside yourself, your higher self and lower self. You either dealing with angels or demons at all times in your thoughts and your actions. Yes. So understanding that.
The
bloodline. So if she was a Moab, that's, and today that name comes to Moroccan. So you would be a descendant of Moroccans. So that's what the Prophet Noble Drew Ali taught us. He said that we're descendants of Moroccans born in America. That's right. So you already have a citizenship. This your original Aboriginal pedigree and bloodline. Now, if you want dual citizenship, then you understand that that's an artificial situation that you create, and it protects you, because anytime you're doing business and you create a business, that's to keep you from what? Limited liability. And listen, for y'all listening out there, the call-in number is 914-205-5502. We'd love to hear from y'all and try to get y'all in as these shows go on. Right now, we're just building. But, the call-in number is 914-205-5502. And we got an email and a website. We got an email right now. I got a website being created for Legal Empowerment Group 101 at gmail.com. And we got a website out there at almoreconsultationllc.com. And you can put in a slip and get some consultation on business formation and a lot of different things that we're teaching and educating on for our brothers and sisters out there in the struggle and that you don't know. People don't know about business credit. That people using their so-called blacks using their personal credit, opening the business and can't really get ahead and get the products and the vendors you need because you don't understand the system and what you need in order to get the type of loans and, you know, the things that you need. So we do all that. We don't just talk on one issue. We really hit on a broad array of topics, and that's what we're going to be doing here today and further on. So, yeah, brother, I enjoy your cheer, man. With your aspect out there, so how that's been going too, as far as the passing out the food and those type of things out there in the community, how are the people receiving that?
Everything's been fantastic. It's been a good thing that we've been able to get this food and pass it out and give it to the people. That's just one thing that came our way. So there are many things that can come our way. You know
how they receive in that?
They loving that. It's incredible because people are, you know, like at first, you know, we dealing with our people is funny because we say we giving away the food. So you know, most people thinking, oh, here go a bag. They didn't know you grab a bag, fill it up, go to your car, and come back and grab a bag. Pick what you need, pick what you want until it's all
right.
Gone. So now my people starting to show up. You know, they really starting to show up because I wasn't really keying in. Whoever needed it can come, you know. So now
right. They
every time we do it now, they waiting. They know now. They showing up now. They calling each other. Hey, got it over there. They coming. So it's a good thing. And that's just the beginning. You know, we have a moving
right.
and hauling business. We got 4 box trucks. So we're working with that. That's 8 jobs. We're trying to empower our people. We're trying to be owners. We're trying to be honest. There's no such thing as a successful job. See, our people think that success is having a good job. No, if you got a good job, you got a good job. But you can't say it's a successful job. You only can use successful when you're talking about a business. Brother Bay has a successful business. Brother Hakeem has a successful business. Because you want to put yourself in a position to where you can hire your people. You know, you're paying your people. You know, so now you're bringing money.
And look how we be. And we sit. And we sit out there in these communities, even look right in the hood. We sit out there and we so-called we hood from the hood together. And we sit out there and we don't even have the common sense in most hoods. Now, some do, but in most hoods, you don't even have the common sense to pull your money, your resources to go cop. So everybody out there in the same struggle, instead of putting their money together so you could get more in control, you just out there in the same struggle. And that's how it is with business. Man, if we could pool our resources and stuff, man, you know how easy, and like you said, man, the businesses that I have, if I pool the resources with my people, with my family, just starting with straight family first. You say if you got 200 people in your family and you get them on the business plan with you to invest in you, you know that you can provide jobs for them when you working for yourself. Now, this your own company. Yeah, you put your interest to. I tell them all the time, man, y'all go put your money into the church every weekend. You giving your money to Rome. You giving your money to the papacy, the same person that assassinated your brother, the so-called assassinated your brother, and then put it on a symbol for you to wear. That was for him. That's what those are his symbols. When we say we don't follow Christianity, we ain't telling you to give back Jesus. We is telling you to give back that Jesus. We telling you to give Yahushua. Understand that. But yeah, you go put the cross on your chest. Oh, because I'm not doing that. That don't work like that. No, sir, family. So that I'm not going to walk around with that. That just don't sit right with me. Don't sit right. That don't make sense to me that I would walk around with somebody that did something to my family and I'm just going to walk around with it on like I'm holding that something dear like that on with the symbol of that. That was the worst way somebody was crucified in Rome, put on a stake and on the highway. That was the most vile, disrespectful way to even do somebody. So, yeah, man. We got a lot of growing and learning to do, man. And we're going to need these forums. They're going to need us in the coming days, man.
We're going to need this type of platform to educate the people because education is the key. And when they say, you know, I'm not talking about go to school, become a doctor, and go to work for those white folks and go to work for those people and add to their power. You know, sometimes I feel like we fear power. You need power. There's nothing wrong with power. Power is a good thing. And if you think it ain't, you got anything that has that needs battery, what does that represent? Power. You can have anything you want, any kind of gadget. If it takes batteries, you need batteries to power it up. You need some batteries.
No question about it.
We need some batteries. You know, so I'm going to start, like you said, I start with my family, and then I'm already into the community. I'm already into the community. I'm into the community, and, you know, what does community represent? Common unity. Common unity.
Right.
If we don't have no common unity, we're not going to be able to always strengthen numbers. I remember one time I gave a speech, and I gave everybody pencils.
Right.
And I gave them a pack of pencils, and I said, okay, break one. Everybody broke one. Break two. Everybody broke two. Break three. Most women couldn't break the three. The men could break three. I say break four.
Right.
We had one patient that was able to break four. I say break five. Nobody could break five. Why? Because it's strength in numbers.
Wow.
So you couldn't
break
the five pencils. You could break the one, two, three, but you couldn't break the five because it's strength.
Wow.
And the more numbers you got, the harder it was to penetrate, the harder it was to break. And that's like us. We need to get the strength in numbers. Then you can't be broke.
No question about it.
I don't
want to
be like Mike. You know, this individualism.
But we still,
they push that
we still got so much energy on. And we're going to have to break down that book one of these days because it's a simple pamphlet. We've got to sit down and break down the Willie Lynch letter, The Making of a Slave, and really understand that the psychological that went into the making of a Negro. See, people use that word lightly. Oh, it means something different now. No, it don't. It moves with the root word means what it means. You a nigga. You a Negro. Now find out what that means. You run around here talking about my nigga. And it has significance.
It'll last for 300 years. We right there. He says this will last for 300 years. He wasn't lying. It's been lasting.
So we'll pull out weapons on each other and kill each other off over nothing. But the person that we're putting their foot on our neck, You won't do nothing. You'll let him take you down and everything. You will run around with them straps and let him take you down with him. Won't even pull him out and bust him, but you will bust him on your brother, your so-called brother and sister above anything. You feel me? You're a real warrior, and they know that, but you put in your war with the wrong people, so they ain't even worried about you. But let you start putting your aggression where it counts. Shit, they be trying to weapons of mass destruction on you like they doing now in the atmosphere.
I read the book by Dr. Amos, Self-Hatred and Self-Help, and he expressed the same thing. He says that pent-up anger and aggression that you have in it comes from them folks. But what you do is when you display that anger and aggression, you display it against somebody that looks just like you.
That's right.
You know. I don't. Self and kind. You know, revolution means change. We can't change the world until we change the people's minds. You know, so once we can, and that's what we try to understand or try to get people to understand. It's the way you think. It's all about the way you think. Just because you've been thinking about something's right, it don't mean it's the truth because you think it's right. You don't have nothing to back up what you think is right.
And thought,
you don't have
and
anything
is the
to
cause
back
of everything. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I said. Listen, I don't want to argue with people involved over philosophies or religion because you know why? Honestly, that shit ain't bought us, got us nothing. If you could save all that talk about religions and all that people want to give me, I don't want to hear it. That shit ain't got us nothing. And Jesus said, y'all following Jesus, he said, the truth shall set you free, and we ain't free by no way. So evidently, we ain't been standing on truth. Somebody done gave us some bogus bullshit. So it's time for change. It's time to go back in. And everything that you've been taught and you think that you know, you need to go back in and question it. That's what I did. Yeah, that's what I did to my mind. I said, I got to question everything that I've been taught because evidently it ain't right. Hell, I keep ending up in these same conditions.
Has it helped you? Has it helped us? Has it helped us?
It ain't got us nothing.
So
we
you know,
still
like,
singing. We wait for our pie afterwards.
I tell people all the time that
we think we free.
I tell people all the time that what you got to free is your mind. That's what they don't understand. Free your mind. You got to get rid of all that those type of thinking and take on some new thinking, some new thoughts. Where do you get these things? Everybody know knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you can do. If you know more, you do more. If you knew better, you do better. Everybody is really a prisoner of their own knowledge. You only can move out on what you know. So what do you know? Everybody know the same. Knowledge is power. Okay. Then what do you know? What is your knowledge? What can your knowledge get you when you go to practice and what you know? What are you getting out of that? Where is it helping our people? You know, I get tired of people telling me about themselves and what they got and so forth, so forth. Okay, now what I want to hear is what you done for the people. What have you done for the people? That's what I want to know. That's where it counts at. What have you done for the people?
Right.
What have you done for the people? What have you done for somebody else, anybody else? You know, we'd be so selfish when we should be selfless. You understand? You know, I'm on a crusade until my last breath.
No question.
I'm on a crusade.
No question about
it. I'm going to change the minds. I'm going to grab these youngsters, and we're going to build us a nation. Why not have
Tupac said, I might not be the one to spark, but I'll be the one that sparks the mind that sparks one, no doubt about it. So, yeah.
Right.
You could be the mind that sparks somebody else's mind. Yeah, create that spark.
That's what this Afrocentric Cultural Development Organization is about. It's about sparking the mind. We say when you see green represents our youth, fresh. You know, have you ever seen fresh green grass? Fresh green grass. You'll go by there and there won't be nothing but dirt there. And then next week you come by, you see that grass. That blade of grass come right through that hard ground. That's our youth. The young who are that promise. You know. So I'm pushing forward, you know, and I'm so happy that you got on this Blog Talk Radio and asked me to join you on this because this is what we need. See, we in the land of technology now. Can't nobody stop us from giving the information out. Before, we had a problem because we couldn't get the information to one another. Now we can get the information to one another. So if anybody's out there listening, you always got to tell somebody, keep up with us. And if you got anything to say, we're not trying to offend anybody, anything, but if the truth offends you, let it ride where it rides. But we got to give you the truth, raw and uncut, like we say.
Yeah, man, because, you know, like they say, man, you can walk in a room. I learned how to do that now. I know how to make a spirit jump out of you, for negative or positive. Yeah, I know how to make it jump out of you and see who you are just by throwing something in the ether, what you say. See, that's how Yahushua, when he come in the room, he could just discern spirits based on how you move and how you flow on what you say. So, yeah. So, hey, man, if you be offended, hey, sometime I get offended when people tell me truth. And I have to say, damn, your pride and your ego get in the way. That's right what they're saying. And I have to suck that up and say, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, right is right.
Yeah.
You can't get past right and truth. You can't get past that. You can't get past that. You know,
Right.
And then we don't want to really, like, people, this is what they do. First of all, we don't want to read. We need to read because you need to get everything you learn, you're going to read about it. You know, quit listening to people. Pick it up and read it for yourself. That's what the news do. News are good at that. What they do, they give you a mini clip on something, and then everybody talks to them. Did you hear what they said on the news? They ain't gave you,
right.
And it's all bad anyway. They ain't gave you no. So when it goes from the news, then it goes to what? It goes to a magazine. Then they do a little more in-depth article on it because they've been writing about it. And then when they do the article
right.
on it, what do they do next? They make a book about it. Then they give you a book.
Right.
Then you get all the information you get from start to finish because you got a book. We got a
right.
book. Right. And then some of our leaders that they don't Asia Hiller, Dr. Naeem Akbar, Dr. Amos Wilson, Dr. Barbara Sizemore, Dr. Joy DeGruy, Michelle White, you know, who else? It's a bunch of them. Chancellor Williams, Neely Fuller, Dr. Francis, West Francis. See, these people understand this is a key thing, too, about white supremacy. Right now, the first time blacks even discussing white supremacy is right now. It's them folks that ran into the Capitol. We wait for them to do something to themselves to recognize white supremacy. We got to see it on the TV before we believe. It's been there. If you don't understand that right there, you ain't going to move forward. You're going to stay the same. Things ain't changed. They still stay
right.
the same. They still stay. We 1864 pre-Civil War, 1865, 1866, We had 4 million so-called enslaved black folks in America, and let me tell you something. We only had 0.5% of the wealth at that time, and they created the prison system through the black codes to keep us locked up. 60% of the prison population at that time was African people. Now it's 160 plus years later. Guess what? It's 44 million black folks in America, and guess what? We still only got one half of 1% of the wealth, and we got 51% of the prison population black. See, nothing changed over 160 years. So when the news people start talking about you're incarcerating blacks, and we don't got no money, we ain't never had none of those things. It's been like that for 160 years. Fact.
Right.
Fact.
Right.
Fact. Fact.
Right.
What are you talking? You keep showing Oprah and Michael and all these people with money, like Bill Cosby said, if you take his money and mix it in with the rest of the people, the 44 million, he broke too.
Yeah, only a few
broke too.
Negroes.
It ain't how much money they got. It's what they do with the money. Yeah, show money, but you should do something to help your people. That's all. That's what them other folks do. They take that money to help their people. And I'm not knocking somebody that don't. I'm just saying what the other people do. You know, like I like LeBron James. He put up that $41 million, you know, and got that school and going to pay for them kids' college education and so forth, so forth. He putting his money where his mouth feels. He know he can't spend all that money in a lifetime, you know. We're not talking about no people are so happy with disposable income. What's that? We trying to build wealth, generational wealth. We're trying to leave institutions
right.
here. We're trying to leave something for our family so we go. Our family is still working with what we did. That's what we're trying to do. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is the kids got to understand where they really come from, who they really are. And
right.
once we can do that, you ain't got to worry about what they're going to do. Let me tell you something about the Massey tribe. The Massey tribe in Africa, you know how we greet each other? Assalamu alaikum, what's up, and all these different things we got. Guess what the Massey say when they greet each other? How are the children doing? That's the first thing they ask somebody. How are the children doing? And when your response is that the children is fine, then you get into your conversation. If you say the children ain't doing good, it's a problem because that's how they greet
right.
each other. When I see you, I say, Brother Faye, how the children doing? You say the children is fine. That means everything else is fine because the children is fine. You know.
Right.
So it's a lot of little things. And then that was interesting, the conversation when we were on the phone, and then I went in because I remember seeing everything you were saying, and I sent it to you so you could see it's everything that you said to me. I got it. I found the clip. I found
right.
the clip. Everything you was, like you say, they want to start everything at 1492 and 1619. They want to start with all that stuff because they don't want you to know who was here in 1100.
Yeah.
Who was here in the 1200s? And now,
right.
and now the information's there. I found that clip. Wait till you see that clip. You know, wait till you see that clip. You know, don't want to identify. You are Moore, whether you want to believe it or not. They won't even tell you about how the Moors went over in Spain. And look, they had Moors that had African spirituality. They had Moors that was Christian. They had Moors that was Muslims. They had Moors that did all kinds of stuff, but they all knew they was Moors. They went over there to Spain.
Right.
Everything you see over there in Spain, that's the Moors. Everything you see over there built the Moors, black folks.
Everything
Moors
through the Strait of Gibraltar. Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
And they don't. 700 years. 700 years.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so they don't want to. They don't want to teach any of them those type of things to our kids. It was a joke. My son's Black History last month. It was a joke. They had his white teacher trying to teach Black history, and she didn't know nothing herself. And I questioned her. I said, "Where are you getting this information? And what authority do you have? What schooling do you have to teach Black history? Where
right.
did you get the information? Oh, well, the school gave us this information." See, the school gave
wow.
to her, the teacher, the type of information she wanted to teach to my Black child. And it was
right.
correct information, but it wasn't that. When she started off, it started off talking about civil rights. So she just went on, and I asked my son, ask her what civil rights mean. What does civil mean and what does rights mean? She said, oh, that's a good question.
Right.
Hakeem, I got to get back with you and let you know. She didn't know what she was talking about.
Right.
And now they got him on, and now they're teaching about the Greeks and the Romans. And I told her, hey, he don't need to know nothing about some Greeks and Romans. Y'all should have been going
know
back
itself,
in antiquity and talking about them Africans. You know, they won't teach them none of that stuff. You know, you got to be careful about what your kids are learning. I always tell people all the time, don't. You send your child off for 8 hours a day and let them folks put stuff in your child's mind, and you ain't checking that. Like us
right.
Black folks, we different. We don't let anybody babysit our kids. You won't let some people in your family babysit the kids. Oh, no, I ain't sending
them
over
to
the movie house. You know, but you'll let anybody,
right.
you'll let the people teach your kids like it ain't nothing. You know, like
yeah.
it ain't nothing.
Teach them all day. And then when they come home, you don't have nothing from yourself to teach them, so you put them in front of the TV after that. So shoot, they're getting
yeah.
all day. They're getting more outside influence than inside.
And when you was yeah. the first teacher before you sent them off to preschool?
No question
now,
about it.
Now, before kids go to preschool or start preschool or kindergarten or whatever, the parents are the first teachers. That's who's teaching them. Our kids, I believe our kids have the post-traumatic. I think they got that PTSD when they go to school. Because
no, they
the
definitely
first time.
Do. Hey, listen, because we got 5 minutes left. We got to get our little, get our licks in so everybody can understand what a tap into is at and different programs we got going
okay,
on.
Okay, go ahead.
But, yeah, in the prison, in the penal systems, anyone who's been through a drug program has been automatically clinically diagnosed with PTSD. Yes, found that out. Yeah, when you go to mental services, if you got any history in prison institutions and you've been to a drug program, you have been clinically diagnosed with PTSD. They know that everybody in that hood is suffering because they done put it on you. They know you fucked up psychologically. And there's a black, so-called black doctor out there. I have to give a sister name again. I don't have my on the tip of my tongue. She did a study, the first one on PTSS, post-traumatic slave syndrome. It's the same thing as PTSD and all of us got it. Yes, that's her.
Dr. Joy DeGroote,
so,
yeah, that's a good.
For all y'all listening, listen, we appreciate y'all coming through. We know it's rough. We're going to get it. You know, we can go back in the archives. Y'all could go and, you know, dissect this information. The call-in number is always 914-205-5502. I have health organizations Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. Texas and California-based nonprofit 501c3. So if you want any donations, you can go to health.more@yahoo.com.
Come on.
You can go to almoreconsultationllc.com. The brothers will go get more time for get this situation figured out with the technology. Like I'm saying, some different things, and each one of us had to be out of the discussion at a time. So we got to figure out where we can all get in. So Ms. Tay Baker get in and get the women's side in and the women's issues and health and healing, you know. She got a lot going on with that and the herbs and the Queen Kitty feminine line and all that stuff. So we want to hear from all that and the women, too. So we go focus on that. And I guess we'll start the next show off with her going in and getting the women's stuff. We want to get our women audience in, too. And you got anything, brother, you want to – where people can reach you with the organization and stuff like that?
Well, you can reach me at 925-243-5504.
Man, you gonna have the whole country. King. Man, the whole country gonna be calling your phone. Man, you ain't gonna know how to dissect who the real business is, man.
I want him to call. I want him to call. I want to talk to you anyway. You know, let you know what we're trying to do. So you got to start somewhere, and this is where we're starting at. We're starting right here.
Right.
And like I say, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm starting this nonprofit organization is so I can spread it. I'm going to spread it, you know. We need a black think tank. We need. I hate to use the term black, but that's the one they're familiar with. I hate that verbiage, but I'm going to change
so-called
that verbiage,
black.
Too.
That's
so-called. That's
so-called.
What it is. Like Malcolm, you say the so-called Negro. You're the so-called black. So,
because that's what they say. We ain't going to keep living by what they say. Yeah, the so-called. So that's how we deal with you guys and say so-called black.
Right.
So-called Negro.
Right.
That's how they call you, because I ain't going to call you black. I know who you
right.
is. And it's time
right.
for us to rise
exactly.
up. Atlantis got sunk, but it's time to rise again. Yeah, don't people know mountains and all kinds of stuff come from out the earth? Yeah, still, that water, a volcano come from up under there. You never know what pops up. You'd be surprised being the Golden Gate out there and what pops up in the middle out there just one morning.
When you look at
it, that's who I am. This big old kingdom come from out the ground, bigger than what you see around here. You'd be like, wow, this is who I am? I live here? It'll blow your mind. You've been running around here like a peasant the whole time, and you a god. They done sunk your treasure right under you.
Right.
Right. Yeah, bro, it's good. Well, like that's what the prophet said. He said they ain't going to be able to take everything. Well, mountains will go pop up when they go back home, man.
Right.
We at home, family.
Let's figure it out.
What
I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to the people that's on my Facebook page, and I'm going to give them this information. I'm going to hit them on the messenger and let them know when the next show is. Let them know when the next show is, and I hope everybody that's listening now understands just how important this is. This is important right here. This is a game changer.
Right.
You know.
We're trying to get back to the constitutional fold, man. And we're trying to be law-abiding, man, and make sure that everybody else is being holding according to the supreme law of the land.
Then
you would know whether somebody violated. If you know the supreme law of the land, you would know whether somebody's violating you or not. Right now, you being violated. Then you'd be able to hold everybody in check because they all sworn, supposed to be sworn to the Constitution. So we're going to get in the right fold so we know how to uphold that.
Exactly.
So we enjoyed y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed. We got, like we said, this stuff is archived. We're going to tap into all the sources that we got, start letting them know they could go back into these back episodes so they could get a feel of what we're talking about. You know, they might have some input or whatever, and we're going to keep moving forward. So today's Friday, man. Hope everybody have a blessed weekend, man, and keep pushing, moving, and grooving, man. And we're going to get back dripping Monday. We go drip all weekend, God willing. Like I said, we go drip all day, and hopefully we see a Monday, and go and celebrate again with you guys. So until then, peace, love, and hope y'all join back with us again, man. Brother Jabbar, it's been a blessing, man. You know, peace and love, man. I shall connect back with you for the next one, man.
Yes. Yes. So the next one is Monday.
Yeah, we had that Monday, man. Peace.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let it be known Monday, and it's
we off air now.